Independence and domestic violence advocates have criticised the government's budget measures to tackle Australia's domestic violence crisis. $1 billion will be spent on urgent crisis and transitional housing for those fleeing domestic violence, in addition to the Leaving Violence program that was already announced ahead of last night's budget announcement. Universities will be required to strengthen their responses to gender-based violence as the government commits nearly $19 million over 4 years to developing and introducing a code of conduct. The government's also introduced funding to prevent violence against specific demographics, including temporary visa holders. But Independent MP Zoe Daniels says this is insufficient to address the issue.
Well, despite calling women's safety and domestic violence a national crisis, the Prime Minister has failed to step up to the plate. But there was no additional funding for frontline services who are in dire need of more funding. They are turning women away on a weekly basis. And there was no additional funding for legal aid, which is a key service to ensure our justice system works and people can access the courts in a meaningful way.